Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Leanna on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Leanna, you know, Faisal and I, when we do these things, we chat all the time about dementia, unfortunately. I think it's well known that my mom has been suffering with that affliction for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Faisal is going to be going down or is going down that path with mm-hmm. his father at this point. But it's a disease that affects a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And there's more and more research being done about it. There's new drugs coming out. But there's also lots of technology. Mm-hmm. That's available, and new technology becoming available all the time to help people with dementia and families with dementia. And I think we want to explore that a little bit today. We've got Alex Mihalidis, who's a scientific director and the CEO of AgeWell, a recurring guest of ours. Alex, welcome back to the show.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
So I think we can jump right in, right? Maybe you can give us an update. And it's a bit selfish here, Alex, in that you heard the setup, right? My family's been touched by dementia. Faisal's family is going to be or is being touched by dementia right now. And so I'd really love to get your input as to what new technology is out that we should be aware of and know about.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dave. And I'm sorry to hear about you and Faisal. And unfortunately, I'm in the same situation over the past year. My mom now is starting to develop early signs of dementia. And so this is becoming even more personal for me than it even has been before. And, you know, because of that, you know, I've really, really, you know, been pushing the AgeWell network to go further in terms of what we're doing and specifically, you know, making that leap from all the great research we've been doing for all these years in our research labs to actually getting products out there. And so, you know, we're starting to actually now start to see companies form and products become available. So, you know, for example, non-intrusive home health monitoring systems and smart activity sensors, for example, by a company called Altum View. And, you know, this type of technology, you know, senses and analyzes human activities and shows trends in people's activity levels and their overall health. And, you know, research is taking this even one step further and using this type of sensor technology to try to actually predict who may develop dementia over the next 6 months. And that way we can put interventions in place a lot quicker. We're seeing a lot more work happening now around the use of artificial intelligence that can build systems that can prompt and coach people with dementia through their activities of daily living. And then using the artificial intelligence, learn and adapt to the individual person so that it acts more like a family caregiver would in that situation. And you know, these are just a couple of examples of things that are happening. And, you know, we're in a really exciting time now here in Canada. And I think over the next couple of years, we're really going to start to see a lot more products actually being developed and made, made available for family caregivers to start to purchase and to use with their loved ones.
Do you have a specific focus? Are you looking more for things like early detection, early diagnosis, or are you kind of looking more at things that will help people stay in their homes longer, make it easier for their caregivers? Sort of, do you have a focus on that front?
Yeah, that's a great question. The majority of our focus is around how do we keep people in their homes and communities for as long as possible. And especially coming out of the pandemic, looking at the notion of social isolation. You know, how can we use these technologies to ensure that people with dementia remain active members of their communities, of their families, of their care teams? And so that's really what we've been looking at more and more moving forward. However, you know, as I mentioned with some of the examples before, some of these technologies are also being used not to diagnose dementia, but to raise alerts that, hey, something's going on here, something is changing. And so time to see your family doctor.
Alex, just again, this is going to be a bit of a selfish question, but I just met with my mom's care team this past week. And, you know, she is starting to struggle more and more with some of those, you know, daily activities that we refer to. And without going into the gory details, can you talk a little bit about some of the technologies that can be used in replace of a caregiver? Because one of the frustrations we're facing is in dealing with a long-term care facility or even with Alberta Health, you know, resources are limited, right? It's very difficult. There's just not enough people that that either are qualified to do it or just simply just not enough people to do it. So I'm really interested in that area, if you can spend a minute there. And again, this is completely selfish given where, you know, what I'm facing with my mom right now.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's several technologies being developed that help with these common activities of daily living, and particularly around ensuring that they're being completed in a safe manner by these individuals. So, for example, you know, we have technologies being developed out of some of our researchers in Ottawa that are looking at developing sensors and systems to reduce potentially risky situations, for example, in the kitchen. And then helping to, you know, take corrective actions, such as reminding them to turn off the stove or to close the fridge door and things like that. And then raising alerts to the family caregivers if these things are not done. You know, we're looking at a lot of things such as medication reminders or to remind older adults and their caregivers about their appointments. And so, for example, there's an app out there called MaxMinder that does these kinds of things. And then a lot of technology is looking at, you know, more of these risky behaviors such as wandering or potential fall detection or predicting falls before they happen. So that's very much, you know, what AgeWell is focusing on is, you know, how to complete these activities so that, again, they can remain in their own homes for as long as possible and not have to go into a long-term care facility or some other kind of institution.
So technology, and we can shift gears off dementia. I mean, not everybody's family is touched by this. That's why I said selfishly I was curious. But listen, technology, I think, is going to be a broad-based solution to a lot of, you know, the issues that we will face as we age and as this demographic ages. So perhaps more broadly speaking, Alex, some of the you know, the key or even call it cool technologies that you guys are working on or seeing that you think will be valuable to the vast majority of Canadians as we age?
Yeah, so a lot of work being done, for example, on technologies that ensure people do their exercises and maintain good health. So whether it's stretching exercises or more in-depth rehab that someone may have to go through. And, you know, these technologies are not just your typical thing that prompt you to, you know, take your 10,000 steps, whatever, but are doing things with virtual coaches and automatically monitoring the motion of the person without any type of sensor on them so that we know what exactly they're doing. A lot of other technologies obviously that make use of off-the-shelf things such as, you know, smartwatches and things like that, that can take that information and again, apply things like artificial intelligence so that it's making decisions and prompting the person to do things that are more custom to their specific lifestyles. And, you know, that's a really critical thing. You know, if my device doesn't fit into my life, doesn't do things within the context that I want it to do, then I'm going to ignore it. And so we're spending a lot of time looking at how do we customize these things to fit and to match how we want the technology to work for us.
That makes good sense. Listen, we're going to keep touching base with you and tuning in. Obviously, this is important, not just personally, but to many, many Canadians as we age. So I always appreciate when you take a little time for us, Alex. Thanks very much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks very much. Great to see you both.
All right, that's Alex Mihalidis. He's scientific director and the CEO of AgeWell and a regular contributing guest of ours. Now, you know, this whole notion of lifestyle, right? The complexity of that word changes as we move into this period that we call retirement, right? Because part of this retirement period is perhaps starting at one category of health and ending somewhere later at a different category of health. And we have to, you know, we have to think about the quality of life, the quality of care as part of the overall solution. And we're going to be talking about that at our upcoming seminar.
That's right. Our next seminar is Tuesday, November 7th at 7 p.m. Now, we are live in person at the Carriage House Inn here in Calgary. Please go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You know, there has been a lot of discussion recently about the Alberta pension plan and, you know, is this a good idea? We've certainly heard a little bit about what the feds think of this. You know, number one, do you think it's a good idea? Stick around because we're going to have a political scientist help us understand a little bit about the tension between both the provincial and the federal governments and how this might impact you. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.